This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two cards in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, well, try to anyway. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the conversation, part of the solution. Hey, right after the break, right after the first break, the, God, I'm starting to feel like, what's his name? Joe Biden. Brad Dacus joins me after the break. A lot of stuff going on at SCOTUS, a lot of stuff going on in our courts and our legal system. And man, I'll tell you what, it is. I was talking to somebody today about what's going on in this country, what's going on with SCOTUS, and can we truly trust SCOTUS to cover, to have our backs, if you would? I don't think so. I did that story, again, where we had an 8-1 decision on religious rights, and who was the one? Roberts. That give you a warm fuzzy or what? Again, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Head up to the website where you can shortly. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. All kinds of stuff going on up there. All kinds of stuff you should be involved and engaged with. And again, get informed. I can't tell you I know you're tired of hearing me saying it. If you're tired of hearing me saying it, then stop doing it. I can't tell you how many times I've been told by people about what's going on. The president, I guess last week, President Trump was supposed to take his rightful place. Didn't happen, did it? Yeah, it didn't happen. Again, it didn't happen because rumors were being spread everywhere. And we just got to stop, people. That's really what it boils down to. We just got to stop. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You know, this is what I always say. I don't keep repeating myself for a reason, apparently because I have to. All right, more fallout, I guess, from the Markle debacle, if you would. And now her sister has spoken up, or a half-sister. She was telling people that... She was telling people that she hadn't seen her half-sister in years. Her sister has spoken up in an interview and said, that's not true. It's just flat. As a matter of fact, most of what she said wasn't true about her family and her family issues. So we'll get more of that. I mean, not that anybody really cares. But, again, the lies of the left, they just flow off their lips. I'm not just beating on the left for no reason at all. I'm saying it's almost like, why do people lie? To feel better about themselves? To make themselves look better? What's the reason? Honestly, come on. What's the reasoning behind it? So, again, if they would just tell the truth, if they would just tell us truly what's going on and why, Not that we would, but we might be able to get behind the issues that they're talking about. But see, they know what they really look like when they do that. Right? And we're hearing more and more. Yeah, I'm hitting on the quick issues real fast here. But we're hearing more and more on how Kamala Harris is... Yeah, you heard me, Kamala. Kamala Harris is taking solo calls with world leaders. That's got to scare you. I don't care who you are. That's got to be a problem. Now, Vice President Kamala Harris had another call with a foreign leader on Tuesday. Harris spoke with the Prime Minister of Norway, where Harris affirmed her commitment to deepening the strong alliance between Norway and the United States. Now, the VP thanked the Prime Minister for Norway's close... Where are we getting this information, by the way? No, I mean, is it leaking out? Is it okay for us to get it? I'd love to hear every word of the conversation. Wouldn't that be nice? I don't think it's going to happen, but it'd be nice. Harris previously took calls alone with French President Emmanuel Macron and the Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Now, she did take a call from Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, but that was shortly after the president put in a call to the French and Canadian leaders first. You know, it's really, again, it's interesting. We knew this was going to happen. And the funniest thing about all this, as far as I'm concerned, is we called it. They all thought we were nuts. We called it. And what does she have, like 9% of the vote? No, I'm sorry. In the primary, she had 0.9. I don't think she got 1 point, did she? It constantly amazes me. So less than 2 months into the new administration, Harris is doing a lot of solo calls to world leaders. Right? She's letting them know that she is letting them know in her conversations. No matter what, she will continue to work hard to keep their relationships strong. Now, she'll be seen by everyone as a potential president in waiting. They know it now. Look at Joe today. Look at the video clips coming in about him wandering around, not really knowing where he's at, not knowing who he's speaking to, or the crowd he's speaking to, or where he's speaking from. And I'm going to say it again. Shame on his wife. Shame on the people around him. Shame on his family. Why would you do that? I've been around. Have you been around people with Alzheimer's? Or early dementia, if you would? It's tough. It's a tough place to be. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Be back in a minute with Brad Dacus. Don't go far.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief. relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
10. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
We are back. You listen to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the conversation. That way you can be part of the solution. Show the way to be part of the solution. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do mean that. You know I mean that sincerely and appreciate your time with me. All right. Let me just bring him on. Brad Dinkins joins me from Pacific Justice Institute. And again, love what he does. Love that he's, you know, that he's on the show with us on a regular basis. Brad, thanks for being with me. I always appreciate your time.
Always love to be on the program. Thank you, Joe.
All right. So you're hitting some wins all over the place with Pacific Justice Institute. And before we get to Roberts being the sole dissenter for religious liberty the other day, let's talk a little bit about a win that you had that God had to be involved with because it came through a California appellate court, didn't it?
It certainly did. It started with this professor Thompson. He was teaching a sociology class at Moreno Valley Community College in Riverside County, California. And at the time, homosexual marriage was pending before the Supreme Court, and it was a hot issue. And he, you know, talked about that in the class and provided, you know, critical arguments on both sides, what both sides are arguing, and one would argue this, the other side argues that, and encouraged class conversation, you know, with the discussion of what was going on. It's a sociology class, so it's very right. relevant and very timely. So it turns out the diversity committee of the college decided that there's only one perspective that should ever or could ever be uttered in the classroom, and that's the one of the radical left, the leftist, and that the opinions or thoughts of four justices on the Supreme Court who ruled the other way must be silenced and never articulated in the classroom. That was the perspective of the diversity committee. I stress that word because it's the opposite. They're the opposite. They're the tyranny committee, the one way only way committee. So what we did is he lost his job. He was fired.
Right.
And then he wanted to get representation. Another organization says, no, we're not going to take it on. And he went to us. And we said, yes, we will. We never leave anyone on the side of the road. So we took it on. We litigated. We won an arbitration. So, and as a contractual understanding, that there, you know, there has to be an arbitration procedure. We did that. And they said, okay, we're appealing this to the state superior court. So, okay, we argued the case, we litigated, we won there. And then the Riverside County Community College, you know, association representing this, Moreno Valley Community College, they appealed it to the state California appellate court.
And the biggest part of this, it's all our tax dollars, isn't it?
Oh, yes, every penny of it. None of it's coming out of the diversity committee's personal pockets. Oh, no, they're spending our tax dollars. And, in fact, we estimate that they've so far probably paid around at least $200,000 in attorney fees. And when you think about that, that's $4,000 scholarships for 50 students that they could have given. And, oh, and by the way, they're firing professors and people because they say they can't afford, you know, because of cutbacks. But they have plenty of money to waste on a silly lawsuit, so a groundless lawsuit. And we're suing for the professor to get his job back. That's what we're seeking in this. Well, then, so we went to the appellate court, and once again, we play hardball. We litigated hard. We did strong argument, oral argument, and it was just came down this week that the appellate court has issued their preliminary decision. So it's not final, but their preliminary decision, which 99.9% of the time is final, is once again ruling in favor of Professor Thompson, saying give him his job back and back pay now. So it's great, but you know the sad thing is they'll probably appeal it to the California State Supreme Court and waste thousands of dollars more. And we at PJI are representing this man, and the truth is if we didn't step in, there's no way he could be representing himself because of the arbitration agreement. He doesn't get attorney fees, so there'd be no, you know, so only attorneys just being totally benevolent, i.e. Pacific Justice Institute, whatever you think about taking this on. It's been very timely. It's taken a lot of resources and time, but it's worth it to send a loud message to colleges. You fire one of these professors because their beliefs doesn't comply with your tyrannical agenda. You can face Pacific Justice Institute anywhere in the United States. We'll go head-to-head with you.
Yeah, but you know what? Why do they care? They're using, as we discussed earlier, they're using our money, right? They're using taxpayer dollars for this. This is just,
right.
To me, this is infuriating because, again, how many times do you appeal it? And really, what did he actually do wrong? I mean, seriously, right?
I know. Yeah, he didn't do anything wrong.
Thank you.
Yeah, in fact, what's interesting here, Joe, is that the other professors in this community college, I mean, a lot of liberals, of course, the overwhelming majority of the professors in this community college, like all community colleges, are liberal, very liberal.
Right.
But even those other professors are saying, whoa, wait a minute. I mean, you know, so if we say something in class that doesn't agree with the diversity committee, you guys are just going to fire us, even though we have tenure, even though we have, like this professor, 2 years, after he was voted faculty of the year in 2 of his years, and in the last almost 20 that he's been a practicing professor there. So the other professors are like saying, whoa, wait a minute, what happened to him? That could happen to us if somehow we're not liberal enough or we're not extreme enough.
Yep.
So liberals are actually, some of them are stepping up and saying, no, we're against you. This is not right. So there's free speech. And, you know, your classic liberal is big on free speech. You know, the modern-day leftist is, has no respect for free speech. They want tyranny, and they want to silence anyone who doesn't agree with them. But there's still some liberal professors, if you will, who still respect the freedom of speech. And they're coming on and putting pressure. So there's a chance that they may decide to not appeal to the state Supreme Court. But their goal and strategy this whole time, I think, Joe, was just to wear out our client and wear us out, you know, to pressure him just to go away. And we made it clear to them. It says, we're not going away. He's not going away. We're going to see this to the end.
Yep.
And until you do what's right, or we'll see this to the end. And we've made it very clear. And I think they've been surprised. I think they thought somehow they were just going to wear us out and wear our client out. And that's definitely not going to happen.
No, and it's amazing that they're so smart, right? We gotta go for a break. Joe and Steve, your host, always a pleasure. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5562. We'll be back in a few minutes.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now. And get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has approved extending the security deployment of the National Guard, meaning troops will be providing security for the Capitol until May 23rd. About 2,300 troops will remain at the Capitol, down from current levels around 5,000 troops. In a statement, the Defense Department says it approved the request to extend the deployment because of continued threats against the Capitol and its personnel. And another woman has come forward with accusations that New York Governor Andrew Cuomo touched her inappropriately. The Albany Times Union reporting the woman accusing the governor of touching her last year at the governor's mansion after being called there for work. The paper did not release the name of the latest accuser. Cuomo now faces accusations of sexual harassment from six women, five of them who worked for him at the time of the alleged harassment. New York's Attorney General has opened an investigation into the accusations against the governor. This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You tiny-brained whappers of other people's bottoms!
Again, live, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and I mean that sincerely. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being engaged, being involved with the conversation, because you get involved, right? You get engaged, you get the information you need to combat it when you get out there with others, with the left, so you just don't walk away going, yeah, okay, whatever. It's not the way we want to have the conversations. The way we want to have the conversations is to give them something. That, you know, I always say we want to poke them in the eye, right? I mean, we want to give them something to think about. When they walk away, we want them scratching their heads like, well, how did he know that or where did he get that information? You want to be informed because most of the time, frankly and honestly, they're not. Now, that didn't work out well, but they're not.
Yeah. You're right. They're not informed, and they need to be kept
informed. No, not at all. Brad Dinkins joins you, Civic Justice Institute.
That's why getting out that information is so important.
Yep.
So people can understand what's going on.
Before we get rolling, I want you to tell people what Pacific Justice Institute does and how they can get in touch with you and help.
Oh, you bet. We at PJI defend religious freedom, parental rights, sanctity of human life, and basic civil liberties like that. We do it all without charge. We're unique in that we make sure that no one's left on the side of the road. So we don't just cherry-pick high-profile cases. We make sure everyone gets help, all without charge. And we have more offices across the United States, coast to coast, than any other comparable organization. We have, we're in 11 states, and it's growing. And I encourage people to not ever hesitate to give us a call if they need assistance or they'd like to keep up with our work, our Legal Insider newsletter. It's once a week. It's free. They can download, go to our website, sign up to get that, and be kept up to date with a lot of cases and things that they're not going to hear about in the media. And that's simply just go to pji.org, P for Pacific, J for Justice, I for Institute.org, pji.org.
You know, I love this, though, and people, you're right. You're not going to hear these wins. You're not going to hear what's going on a regular basis. And, you know, in your recent newsletter, you're talking about AB 655 and SB 797 here out of in California. And the biggest fears that I have across the country right now is you're seeing the non-conservative states, the non-Republican states taking on an attitude that, you know, they're trying to shove down the throats of the people everything they believe to be truth and right. My other thing that I'm seeing is that the Republican states, if you would, are now on a full-blown rush to totally ban abortion in these states and other things. I don't know. I mean, I got a funny feeling that all this stuff is going to end up in the courts and it's going to end up being a mess after a while. Give me some of your thoughts on what you're seeing happening across the country.
It is going to be a mess. We've had a major shift. I mean, first we had the Supreme Court, because of a lawsuit that was quickly filed, and it was filed too prematurely, and the Supreme Court ruled 5-4. Yeah, you can, you can shut down churches with no problem. As you see fit, governors, so be it, in a nutshell. And then Amy Coney Barrett was appointed to the Supreme Court. Court has now shifted. Now they're saying, what in the heck are you guys doing, you governors? The Constitution's never on the shelf. You're held accountable in the Constitution for unequal treatment of churches and synagogues. Stop this, cease and desist. We had a major victory Friday after before last, where we got an emergency injunction from the United States Supreme Court telling Santa Clara County in California, open those churches. Do not force them to be closed when you have other places that are open. So we're seeing, I think what we're seeing, Joe, is, we saw all these courts following the first, decision from the Supreme Court, and now we're going to see all the courts shifting back and reversing themselves or reversing the lower court to follow what the Supreme Court now has said very resolutely after months and months and months of tyranny.
I would love to see one of those local cities, or counties, try to enforce their rules and have a sheriff show up and go, yeah, sorry guys, not going to happen. The sheriffs have the ability to pull that off without really being worried about their jobs, where police chiefs do not. I've tried to explain that to people before. That's why the sheriffs can step up and say, hey, I'm not doing anything unconstitutional. I'm not going to enforce an unconstitutional law, where police chiefs are totally in those positions as long as the city council wants them in there. So if the city council passes an ordinance, those police chiefs either have to enforce it or they'll probably lose their jobs, right?
Right. And it's a real good observation, and that's why so many sheriffs throughout up and down California, for example, and in other states said, no, we're not going to enforce this tyranny. Churches, go ahead and open up. And by the way, I'm attending this Sunday. So
yeah, I'll be there. Come arrest me.
Yeah. I'm getting my hair cut in Orange County in a non-incorporated city, and I said, are you guys afraid, though, that, the police, the sheriffs are going to come by, and, what are you going to do? He goes, oh, yeah, they come by, and we give them a haircut. And they love coming. They love our haircuts. They come here and buy a haircut.
I love those kind of people. I love them.
I felt like I was in maybe our RFD, I was in Orange County, California. It was real refreshing to see that.
I think that's great. And again, more civil disobedience. That's what we really need. Somebody was talking about a burn the mask event. I'm thinking, I love that idea. I think that's great. We just have to find a city where you're allowed to burn things in a barrel, kind of thing. We don't want to get anybody arrested on real grounds, But
right.
I think that would be good. I think that would be a great thing to do, is a little more civil disobedience is what we need. I know you're an attorney, but you know what I'm
right.
saying.
Yeah, I will say this. I think such an action done safely and, reasonably would make a lot of sense after these vaccines can be completely distributed to everyone that wants one. We're reaching that point very quickly. Estimates are that by mid-April to the end of April, one even assessment was April 1st, we're going to reach herd immunity. The vaccines are going to be available, and at-risk people on a massive scale are going to be vaccinated, at least those who want it. And at that point, that's where the masks just become foolhardy from a statistical medical perspective. And it's like they're trying to maintain control over us, Joe. It's
no.
And when they talk about this new wave, there's a mutation. Well, fact one, when a virus mutates, it's weaker. Consistently, the consistent pattern, I was talking to a doctor, a specialist, talking about this, they said, no, it's weaker because of the mutation. It may spread faster, but it's weaker, number one. And number two, the vaccine is still going to apply to this mutated, slightly modified, virus. He said, so people are, and in fact, what we've seen is these alterations, these modifications, that the vaccines are effective against those. So I'm trying to figure out where these doom and gloomers are coming up with these statements, these wacko statements saying the virus is going to come back again, and it's going to haunt us again from the Black Lagoon, and it's going to cause us to be handicapped till 2024. You know, it just makes no sense.
No, it doesn't. And I'm hoping more and more judges, like that one in L.A. did a couple of months back, will turn around and look at the governors of these states, look at the, you know, the counties, and say, hey, people, bottom line with this is you're not using science. You're using emotion here, okay?
Right.
It's just amazing watching what they're doing, even to the schools and the kids. San Diego is ready to go back, and something changed. I don't remember what it was down there, but they cut that short again. And there's no reason for it. We're not seeing any, spikes anywhere in the country where these schools are open.
Right. And as far as children are actually at less risk of dying from the COVID-19 than they are from the traditional flu.
Right.
That's why this is so cruel and inhumane with regards to the price that our children are paying from kindergarten through 12th grade. It makes no sense from a medical risk perspective. Psychologically, emotionally, the kids are paying a price. Suicide is increasing. Drug abuse is increasing.
Yeah.
Violence, criminal activity. It's horrific, and it's inexcusable. And
they never talk about that, though. When you hear them, like Dr. Farrar out of Los Angeles County, she never talks about the suicide rates. She never talks about the depression rates and what's going on with the kids. It's always, and again, the numbers she gives have to do with adults when it comes to the actual virus itself. So they're disingenuous. They're not telling us the truth. And we'll be back in a couple of minutes. Show Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Attention, real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money, and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text TECH to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word TECH to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word TECH to 48542. Text TECH to 48542.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$100,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
We are back. You're listening to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-SHOW. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Let me just bring him back on. Brad Dacus joins us with Pacific Justice Institute. Love the work that they do, and really, truly, honestly, we've got to be on our toes, especially the next couple of years. True, as a matter of fact, you're going to see things change drastically, I believe, in the next few months, because I don't think Joey B is going to be hanging out much longer. I really don't. If you watch him, he's deteriorating really, really, really fast. Brad, thanks for joining me. Always appreciate the time that you spend with me.
Well, it's great to be on the program. Thank you. And I agree. I think President Joe Biden is deteriorating very quickly. I talked to one neurologist even before the election who told me he does not have mild dementia. He has moderate dementia. And that neurologist went on the record being very, very concerned about his ability to function. That was back before the election. And, of course, things have clearly gotten worse.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no question about it. And when you look at his face, you look at his eyes, you look at when he's up there speaking, he is lost. Most of the time, he has no clue. And the other day, he couldn't remember the name of the Pentagon, you know, in the speech. It was quite scary, actually. Anyhow,
yeah.
Let's do this. Quickly tell people what AB 655 is and SB 397 in California, and that how it's already dead before it gets there.
Yeah, it's really good legislation. They're great bills. State Senator Bill Jones has offered the Senate version, and what it says is that religion is essential. Is essential, and essential is not just a subjective kind of term. It has legal significance. It means that it's in a category that cannot just be closed down with just a rational basis. That it's something that must remain open, absent a compelling state interest, and to close it down. Otherwise, it must be remain open so that a church has a strong footing, just like a hospital does, a police station does, the ability for people to get food, and it's the proper stores, like a grocery store. It says, hey, they are essential. And unfortunately, California treated churches and synagogues like they were the most non-essential institutions, and that's why we had to, take them all the way to the Supreme Court recently to get an injunction. So This is very important. It's very valuable. Do I think it's going to pass? I'm Mr. Optimist, as you pointed out.
I know you are all a
time. But I'm going to veer from my usual pattern and say I do not think it's going to pass because the Republicans are outnumbered and the Democrats do not believe religion or houses of worship are essential, just based on their actions and policies. But I do believe, Joe, that this legislation is going to hold these legislators, take them to the mat, to go on the record. Do you or do you not believe religion is essential and that religious institutions like churches and synagogues should be given the same equal treatment and protection as, grocery stores and other entities that you have open, like Planned Parenthood, pot shops, and liquor stores? And so I think it's going to be valuable for that purpose, which can be very valuable in the next election, where voters can see exactly what their state legislators think of them and the house of worship that they attend and value very highly.
I'm enjoying this because, the pot distributors and the pot people are always up number one. Matter of fact, they were among the top in getting the first vaccines, if I recall, right? I mean, they thought they were essential workers. I thought that was hilarious.
I definitely have a problem with that. I would have had higher priorities. Let me just put it that way.
All right, so let's hit one that didn't surprise me at all, but just the fact that he was out there with it was the recent ruling by SCOTUS, the 8-1 ruling. And for all intents and purposes, it was all about religious freedom for students. And he dissented, but he dissented for a real weasel reason. Why don't you explain that?
Yeah. To give a little background on the case, there was a student there in a college in Georgia, and the college had a tiny little free speech zone. And so he got a permit. And he's a student, so, why should he have to get a permit? But nonetheless, they had a permit. He got a permit so he could stand in this tiny little free speech zone and hand out gospel tracts. Well, the college says, oh, no, that kind of speech is not protected because some students may be offended by this and find it disturbing. So you can't hand out the gospel tracts. That was their position. So this young man, he went and got an attorney, filed a lawsuit, and sought nominal damages. So injunctive relief, in other words, let me speak, and $1 for nominal damages, what it's called. So, it's just the principle of the thing. And so the college holds out until he graduates and until he's out of the college, and then they change their policy, and they say, hey, look, it's moot. So, it's he's gone. It's no longer an issue. He's gone. But he still continues his lawsuit for the nominal damage. He says, no, I want vindication here. And by the way, I also want attorney fees. That's what he is able to get if he's a prevailing party, whether for actual damage or nominal damage or injunctive relief. So he's, and so this went all the way to Supreme Court, and the argument was that if he doesn't, if he can't get nominal damage, he can't get attorney fees, colleges like this one down in Georgia are going to bully students until they're out of college, until it's moot, and they have no real opportunity to be able to make sure things are changed permanently and are not bullied by this kind of treatment, by ultra-leftist you know, administration, staff at such colleges today. Well, Roberts, though, his position was, he was a minority, only one vote, and he's, you know, his perspective was, look, you know, this was, you know, people shouldn't be able to continue a lawsuit for just nominal damages. It's just not worth our time. It's a waste of time. And of course, Thomas, Justice Thomas, was like, no, $1 worth of violation of constitutional rights is never a waste of time. And vindication for any constitutional infringement, even if the damage is sought or is just a dollar, deserves vindication when you have an entity that refused to do the right thing from the beginning. It's an interesting case, but it's 8-1. It sends a loud signal, though, that even if they can't get actual damages, institutions, college, universities, public schools, make no mistake, you may still end up paying attorney fees if they can just show $1 worth of violation of constitutional rights like religious freedom and free speech.
Yeah, and that seems to be where the winds are when you hurt somebody in the pocketbook, you know? You hurt somebody in the wallet. The problem is that some of these institutions, like the one you're fighting, it's tax dollars they're playing with. It's tax dollar money that they're having a field day with. Brad, we've got a caller on the line. You might be able to answer his question or comment. He wants to comment on civil disobedience. Richard from West Virginia. Richard, thanks for calling. I appreciate your time.
Hey, Joe. What's the guest name you got on here?
Brad Dacus, with founder of Pacific Justice Institute.
He's been on before, right? He's been a guest before?
Yes, he has.
Very, very cool. Hey, you're suddenly all for civil disobedience now?
I've always been for civil disobedience. That's not violence.
I see. So the issue, violence against, because I saw you speak out pretty heavily against property damage. So you consider property damage to be violence?
Oh, yes, of course I do. You're not going to break something that's mine. You don't have that right.
So that's violence to you, to hurt to inanimate objects? That's violence? So
if you come up to my house or my car and you start smashing it with a 2x4, or ripping the door down. What is that? An exercise to you, Richard? Is that an exercise event?
No, not necessarily. Man, you're doing such a good show today. Why don't they give you why don't you get a proper time slot that you can?
I love my time slot, Richard. Love to continue this conversation. Call back in the third hour. I'll give you a whole bunch.
Why are you ending the call? You don't want to. Well,
because we're up against the time.
You don't want to talk about how bad your time slot is and how you're just absolutely not a real guy. Richard, I love guys like you.
Go get a job and get some time. Richard, really. Go get a job, move out of mom's basement, and find something to do. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure. Brad, see that? If you host your own show, you can get calls like that, too. Anyway,
right.
He's called it before. I know where he's calling from, and good luck to him and his buddies. Anyway,
right.
One more time before we go. PJI.org. They can help you by giving. And listen, if you don't have a whole bunch of money to give, right, there are other ways to help get the message out for Brad. And Brad, God bless. I love what you're doing. Keep up the good work.
Oh, you too, Joe. I'll see you next Tuesday. God bless. Thanks.
Oh, yeah. God bless you too. People will be back next hour. General Paul Vallely joins me. And, you know, we've had him on many times before. He's going to let us know what's going on in the Middle East. And Joe's ramping it up. And he's loving it. We'll be back in a little bit.